Recording 24A.
Dan Seville.
Oh, hi, Dan. It's Jess. Look, I'm really sorry, but I've messed up our plans for tomorrow.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Something's come up at work. Well, to be honest, it's a really important meeting. I'm so silly. I arranged it weeks ago and I forgot to put it in my diary. It means I've got to spend a couple of days in Marseille, and I'll be heading off there early tomorrow morning.
Right.
So I won't be able to pick you up at the airport after all. I tried to reschedule the meeting for next week, but it's just impossible. I'm really, really sorry about this.
No, don't worry. I'm sure I'll be able to get to your place somehow.
Well, it means that you'll have to get to Perpignan from Montpellier Airport on your own, and I'm afraid it's a bit complicated. You've got to get to Montpellier Railway Station and then catch a train to Perpignan. If you've got a pen handy, you might want to take down some of the information I'm going to give to you.
OK, just a second. Right, go ahead.
OK, now, I know that you get to Montpellier Airport at 8 in the evening.
10 past 8, that's right.
I've found out the train times from the SNCF website, and it appears that the last one from Montpellier to Perpignan is at 10 minutes to 10. You really need to catch that train, or an earlier one. So the first step is to get from the airport to the railway station in the centre of Montpellier. I know you're on a tight budget, so you could get the bus instead of a taxi, but to be honest, I'd advise you against catching the bus. It can be quite unreliable, and it'll only take you as far as the main square, and then it's a bit of a walk to the railway station from there. For the sake of a few euros, it's worth taking a taxi right to the station.
Right, okay, I'll do that.
You'll need to buy a ticket before you get on the train. I think it costs about 25 euros. The last train's due to get in at about 11:30. Because I won't be in Perpignan, I've booked you into a hotel not far from the station.
That's great, thanks.
It's called Le Métropole. I haven't stayed there myself, but one of my friends recommended it to me.
Le Métropole. Right, that sounds good. Thanks.
Now, depending on the weather, you could either take a taxi there or walk from the station. Actually, it's probably best to walk, as it's really not far. Don't worry about getting lost. Everyone knows Le Métropole, and we'll be able to give you directions. And there'll still be plenty of people around at that time of night.
OK, that's fine.
It'll be quite late when you arrive, so when you've checked into the hotel, I suggest you get a meal there. The hotel restaurant is very good, and they'll still be serving food at that time. And have whatever you like. I'm paying for your room and the meal.
No, you don't need to do that.
Yes, I want to. It's the least I can do. I'll sort out the bill when I pick you up on Thursday afternoon.
Well, I'll buy you a meal later in the holiday.
All right then, I'll take you up on that.
Fine.
Relax on Thursday morning and walk around town. Perpignan's a lovely place. While you're strolling around, look out for Café Matisse. You might want to try their hot chocolate. It's the best in town. I should be with you at about 2, and I'll meet you in the foyer at Le Métropole.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Thanks for organising that. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
OK, Dan, and I'm really sorry again. Hope the journey goes well, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Great. See you then. Bye, Jess.